We have been looking in the leadership, the gospel and leadership workshop today at servant leadership and how Christian leadership is not about status, nor is it about elevation, but it's about servant-heartedness. It's the privilege of following, however inadequately, in the footsteps of Jesus. And we've also thought about the fact that it needs to be gospel-focused and faithful to the apostolic witness to what God did in Christ. And therefore, there needs to be in Christian leaders a continuity of consistency between their private lives and their public lives, and also a faithfulness to apostolic teaching, to the deposit of faith, the faith once for all delivered to the saints. And it is, it's such a privilege to be involved with leaders from all over the world. It's a tremendous thing to hear people talk about different situations, different challenges, different opportunities, and different encouragements. So I've really enjoyed working with this stream, which is about 120 or 130. And it's such a privilege to be here at this wonderful conference. Before I say anything about me not going to the Lambeth conference, it's important to preface it with a remark, which is I think is very important. And that is that amongst those who are conservatives, or to quote Dr. J.I. Packer, those of us who like to think we're conservationists, that there are things as Christians that it is essential to hold on to by way of the faith once for all delivered to the saints. Amongst those who are conservationists or conservatives, there is mutual respect between those who are going to Lambeth and those who are not. I do not criticize other faithful brothers who are going to the Lambeth conference and seeking to stand up for the truth. I wish them well. The reason I don't feel I can go is, in a nutshell, I don't feel I can pretend to have fellowship with whom I know there is broken fellowship, and sit down and take communion and have meals with as if nothing had happened, with people who are persecuting my friends in North America. I've already mentioned the name of Dr. Packer, who is an outstanding Anglican theologian, is my old professor and friend, who's been told by his bishop in New Westminster, who, by the way, doesn't believe in the physical resurrection of Jesus, that if Dr. Packer goes back to the church that he served for 25 years, that he will be trespassing. So how am I meant to sit down at table and take communion with people who are persecuting my friends and standing up for what I believe Christians have always believed in and always stood for? So I don't believe that we can pretend that the facts on the ground of the tearing of the fabric of communion doesn't exist. And in fact, it is a great regret to me that the invitation list to the Lambeth Conference ended up inviting almost all those who have torn the fabric of communion and has excluded those who the primate said may have been consecrated irregularly but less seriously to meet a missionary need in North America and elsewhere. So because of the invitation list, positively and negatively, and because of what I think in conscience is a pretense at communion, I don't feel I can go. But I want to say also, just finally, that has been a very, very hard decision, not easily come to. And I wrote a year ago to the Archbishop of Canterbury saying that if the invitation list wasn't altered, I wouldn't be able to go. It is against the tendency of my life, which has been to be involved in synods and meetings and stand up for what I believe in. But I believe we can't go on pretending that things are what they manifestly aren't.